trying out with Forrest Roberts, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Forrest, this has been an outstanding meeting from all appearances. A great crowd, great trade show, a lot of buzz in the hallways. I guess good prices help, don't they?
Sure do, Ron, and I think we've had one heck of a week here in Nashville, and a great turnout. We'll see the final numbers yet today, probably going to break an all-time record that we did here that was set 2 years ago. But I sense that folks around throughout the week have had a lot of smiles on their face. True, there are some areas of the country that are still fighting drought, but by and large, we've seen some help from Mother Nature. While it's dealt us some blows in other areas, like in Colorado with flooding last summer and this fall with the storms in South Dakota, but overall, when we look at most everyone I speak to, certainly the weather patterns have put a smile on people's faces in a lot of ways. And the cattle market being as hot as it is right now has certainly got a sense of optimism about where we can now go in terms of planning for the future, which is a big part of the conversation here this week and kind of our focus toward Vision 2020. So that's been a big part of the discussion. But the really neat thing is that we've had great attendance, great engagement, and a big turnout with people with some smiles on their faces.
When you think about looking forward with a Vision 2020 type concept, where would you want to suggest, as you talked with your leadership, are some areas that they need to be explored, need to be looked at seriously?
You bet. In the last 2 years, we've looked at this intersection, kind of a crossroads analogy, if you will, that we see the beef industry to be at. We've looked at it through the lens of very much the challenges and the pressure points. As we move forward, we're really looking at that same crossroads, but more through the lens of what the opportunity is providing us. And when we look at this crossroads, to me, the picture is very clear that the first corner of this crossroads is the view of technologies, how they're used in the beef industry today and producing the great beef vegan experience that we do for consumers around the world. How do we better understand what's being used, but more importantly, why they're being used? Because that's the backbone of our infrastructure and the efficiencies that this industry has. Secondly, Ron, it's looking at the agendas of activists, and we have a lot of intelligence about what those agendas are. And our approach is, how do we take the opportunity that intelligence has afforded us and get in front of some of those agendas and ultimately enhance confidence in what's happening in our industry as a opposed to the skeptic theory that may be out there today. Third is what happens in not only D.C., but state governments as well. Government policy, public policy that inhibits a producer's ability to have freedom to operate. Those types of things, whether they be related to EPA as an example or even marketing programs, how do we make sure we take a very holistic approach to whatever our strategy might be? And then last but not least is this entire Vision 2020 is thinking about the consumer. What is changing in terms of their preferences? Even within the millennial generation of today's consumer, what's driving their preference to be, yes, price is important, but industry image or how the beef eating experience was produced is now coming up higher on the radar, which we think is a good thing because we think we've got a great story to be able to use to spark a dialogue with these consumers. So, Ron, if we do all of that right, we think that we will follow the headline of what Vision 2020 is about, and that is building trust to enable growth.
You mentioned activists. You've got, obviously, folks that are taking shots at animal agriculture in general, but you've also got some folks within the industry that don't particularly like NCBA and have been very critical of your role and your connection as a major contractor to the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff. They questioned the OIG study of a little over a year ago now. Your thoughts about how OIG kind of revised what they said in regards to how the Beef Board has acted, and, you know, by virtue of that, a lot of that connects back to how you're, I guess, operating under what the Beef Board wants as, you know, from its major contractor.
You know, the first thing I would say is that we are a very proud contractor to the Beef Checkoff Program. The Beef Checkoff Program is a core value of NCBA in terms of the ability that that program has to truly move the needle on consumer preference for beef. So we're very, very proud of the work that we do as a major contractor to the Beef Checkoff Program. I know there's been a lot of perspectives that have been offered throughout the industry over the past several years. When we look at what OIG has done, what USDA has done, and collectively after three or four different looks at this situation, they have certainly concluded that they have found nothing that would suggest that there's an irregularity. And so when we look at the confidence that we are coming out of those reviews with, I think the credit goes first to the Cattlemen's Beef Board. They've done a very, very fine job of working hand in glove with us as a contractor, as well as other contractors, to make sure that we have all of the guidelines that we need to make sure that we understand exactly how funds are being expended, and we have the basically proof, if you will, to demonstrate how they are being expended. So I am very confident. I live it every day. And just as I told the gentleman this morning when he asked, well, here was my view 2 years ago, after seeing what happens every day and being exposed to the real world of what and how beef checkoff funds are implemented into programs, he said, my simple reaction is, wow. I had no idea just how effective and how competent this work is being carried out, both on behalf of NCBA and the Cattlemen's Beef Board. So, Ron, I think we're so far beyond a lot of those perspectives of the past, and the more and more people get engaged and exposed to the real world of what happens, the confidence level increases exponentially. So that's what's really neat, is to see people get engaged and see it for themselves. Now they're really speaking from a sense of fact and intelligence that is really neat to see.
So these arguments that, for example, you're lobbying over cool issues and that you have no right to do that because of the checkoff factor.
You know, we do work on behalf of this industry to connect the beef supply chain. And while there's part of our team that focuses on the demand creation for beef and preference for beef on behalf of the Beef Checkoff Program as a contractor, there's also other members of our team that focus on how do we build that beef business experience and that beef business environment that gives producers the freedom to operate. So yes, that involves a policy angle. And one of the unique things that NCBA is able to do that I see every day is tackle the most complex issues, Ron, and look at them in a holistic way. And I don't know of any other organization that, from a beef perspective, can have that lens. And that's what's really neat to see each and every day. So we do all of the above, and I think we do it very effectively. And that's the voices that I've heard from producers here all this week, is thank you for a job well done.
Ever since you've taken on the job of CEO, one of those lingering questions out there is, how do we improve the checkoff? How do we enhance the contribution so you can get more things done? You know, compared to the late 80s, the dollar doesn't go very far. And I know you've had discussions with a lot of other groups.
Certainly the dollar per head investment in the beef checkoff program today is worth about 43, 45 cents versus what that dollar was worth in terms of impact when the program started in 1985. There's no doubt in my mind that this program needs to be enhanced. It needs to be resourced at a much higher level. When we look at today, an average steer or heifer coming out of a feed yard and being harvested worth, say, $1,800 on a $1.50 fed cattle market today, there's no reason that there should be a dollar a head assessment there. There is so much opportunity that we have to take advantage of if we have this industry resourced where it needs to be. In terms of doing that, what we have to have is people focused on the bigger picture of what we're trying to accomplish and set aside their differences relative to policy positions, for example, and look at how this is a theory of a rising tide will truly float all boats. I'm confident that we will be able to move this forward in a way that demonstrates alignment and collaboration, but people have to absolutely set aside their difference in order for that to happen. So we're engaged in a process to do that. Every seat at the table is occupied by folks and organizations that represent and or touch the beef industry. And so we're excited about what those next steps will entail in a very engaged and a very objective process.
Just last question. Are you still having fun?
I am having a blast. This is, I just crossed a five-year mark on January the 20th as the CEO of NCBA. And Ron, it's an opportunity of a lifetime. I came to this role looking at it from the standpoint of it's not about one person. It's about one person can do with a whole bunch of other people. And how do you be a part of something that's so much bigger than one person or one organization or one brand or one company? And it's truly an honor and an opportunity of a lifetime. And I look forward to continue doing everything I can to enhance consumer preference for beef all around this world.